Morning, everyone. I've had a lot of verifications that this is a topic I should speak about today in the last few days. Some of them from surprising places. Last night I went to my 60th high school reunion at Moeller High School, which is a Catholic high school, which Wyatt knows all about. And one of my best friends in high school was a priest. He's a priest, and he led the Mass, and he had, when he was speaking, he verified it. And but, you know, I was, I'm kind of a joke. I was sitting at the Mass last night, and I said to my buddy next to me, I said, "You're going to have to tell me what to do. I haven't done this in a long time." And he said, "Okay, whatever I do, you do." So I did. But it was a great time to see a lot of people. But today I'm going to speak about faith and hope, is what I'm going to speak about. We've been talking about in Sunday school, a lot of stuff about healings and stuff in the Bible, in Matthew chapters 8 and 9. And, you know, at the end of last week when we finished talking, I think we finished on the woman with the issue of blood, and I'm going, man, she had to have a lot of faith. A lot of faith. So, you know, one of the lessons I've learned over the years is having that faith and hope in my life. And, you know, it's been, I'm going to say it's been an adventure for me in my life, because I've had a lot of things happen in my life, especially before I met my current wife. My last wife. Okay, sorry. Wrong wording. But, you know, I had a lot of things happen in my life that I could have relied on faith to help me get through better, but I didn't know any better, if that makes sense. And yet God was still moving in my life, and he was doing things in my life for me that I never even believed would happen. I had a lot of hope, you know, that I hope this will happen, and I hope that will happen, and I hope, you know, that it'll go this way. You know, I remember being a single father and just starting a job, and I had no money. I had lost my job before I got divorced, and I was trying to find a place for my son to go to preschool you know, find somebody who would babysit him, and I was working, selling cars and working late at night, and I couldn't, I'm thinking, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? How am I, and I'm going, oh, yeah, and I'm saying, oh, Lord, but I'm going, you know, what am I going to do? I'm hoping I can find something. And what happens? I apply for this preschool at a church over in Hyde Park, and they say, oh, that's okay, we'll give him a scholarship. And I said, I'm going to have to find somebody to help him. Don't worry, we got a lady that lives right across the street. When school's out, he can go right over there. And, you know, it was laid right at my feet. But because I didn't know, I didn't have the faith that I have today, that I didn't even see it as that, is God moving in my life. I saw it as, wow, I dodged a bullet there, you know. And I look back on my life, and how many times have I dodged a bullet and God was right there? And it's probably more than I want to count. But, you know, when it comes to faith, it takes a lot of work. And then I was thinking, you know, well, what is faith? And I looked up the definition in the dictionary. It says faith is belief and trust and trust in and loyalty to God. Well, that's the pretty obvious definition, I think, when people talk about faith. they believe in God. But the other one is something I thought was really interesting. Firm belief in something for which there is no proof. We can't see our faith as we're walking through it. Sometimes we can't have the faith we need because we're looking at other things. You know, our lives are entwined with so many things nowadays that, you know, sometimes we get caught up in the other things and we're looking for proof for the solution out there, and it's in here. That's a lesson to learn. And then I looked up hope, and it says, to cherish a desire with anticipation, to expect with confidence. And then it had, in parentheses, trust. Wow. Do you think faith and trust should go together? Absolutely. They are just incredible when you think about that. How can you have faith if you don't trust the Lord? How can you have faith in the Lord if you don't trust His word and what He's shown you in your life? I know I couldn't. And that's why I have, you know, the life I have today, because I learn every day how much to trust Him, how much more I need to trust in Him instead of all the things going on around me. So what does it mean to me? What does my faith mean to me? It means, to me, it's the knowledge that I am never alone. Never alone. That the Lord is with me and has given me the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. Okay, so now I know that. But you know, in Scripture it says we've all given a measure of faith. Well, how big is your faith? You know, when I thought about that, my measure of faith probably started out like the mustard seed. It wasn't much. Probably couldn't see it at all. But, you know, we have to develop our faith. And how do we do that? How do we develop our faith? Especially when it says there's no proof. Well, there is proof. We have the Word of God. We have the congregation here. We have prayer. We have meditation. There's proof in our lives that faith is real. And it's belief. Rosalie, when you were standing up talking about that little baby, you had faith from the very beginning that little baby was going to survive. It was more than hope. It was belief. And you couldn't see it, but you believed it. And now look where you're at. You know, how do we make it real? How do we make our faith real? We practice it. We practice our faith. You know, Father Jim last night was talking, and when he said it, I almost had a laugh at him. And he was one of my best friends growing up. He's really a great guy. He spent 16 years in Jamaica. And I said, it's done him well because he looks good. Well, how do we make our faith real? You know, we can sense it when it's working, when God's moving in something in our life and we know it. Not necessarily when we're allowing the world to show us what's going on in our life and seeing what's going on. But looking back at our past and how God has moved in our life and what He's done in our life, we can develop it through prayer and meditation, like I said, and being in the Word of God, by going out and telling people about the Lord. You know, Jim said last night, he said, faith is something you have, but it's not free. And I thought to myself, well, God gave me the measure of faith, so it must be free. But it's not free. It's not free in the sense that once we have it, you just kind of forget about it. You have to continue to work on your faith. And you have to continue to do that by what I said before. Spend time every day. Do things that you wouldn't do. Don't be afraid. If you see someone that needs prayer, pray for them. You know, if you see someone that it needs a word, give them a good word. I said to Jim last night, you know, one of the things I've learned in my walk is you never know how one word might change someone's entire life. And I'm going, wow, you know, I think of that and I go, it's unbelievable. I said it in Sunday school this morning. First time I ever spoke in front of anyone was down the mission down in town. And I'm down there and I'm anticipating the usual thing. It's going to go just like normal, you know. I'm going to speak. We're going to have an altar call. People are going to come up. We're going to, you know, pray with people. And and it's all going to be done. Won't be that big a deal. So I gave the message. Nobody came up. Everybody got up and walked out the door. And I thought to myself, well, I sure didn't do much. I sure wasn't very good at that. But then some guy came up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, you know, when you first started talking, I knew you were talking about me, talking to me. That's a lesson I learned that I keep in my heart all the time because I never know who I'm going to run across that one word, one action could change your entire life. And that's faith, because I have my faith that could happen for me. You know, in today's world, which is a mile a minute, and I'm guilty of this as much as anybody, I think. I shouldn't say anybody else, but I still fall short on things. Things happen in my life, and there are times when I don't think of the best that can happen. I think it's going to be the worst. And when I rely on my senses to make it the worst, it usually is the worst. I forget that my faith in the Lord to be in control is the most important thing that I need to know in my life. And I have to stop and relax and settle myself down and get back into my right frame of mind. Excuse me. How many times have I reacted first and go to the Lord second? It's time to flip-flop that. But it's easy to do in today's world because you're bombarded. Bombarded with stuff going right and left, backwards and forwards. It's time to stop. You know, the Bible has a lot of things in Matthew 8 and 9. And sitting back there the last 2 weeks, I'm going, just like I said, in Matthew 9, 2, where they brought the man with palsy, and they brought him for healing. And Jesus said, I forgive you of his sins. Those guys were expecting him to be healed. They didn't have faith that he, you know, their expectations were not what Jesus had. He did heal him, but in a different way. You know, how many times have we asked for something and it not be exactly the way we want it to be, and then have go, well, Lord, you missed that one. How come you didn't fix it this way? Maybe he did. We have to rely on what he's doing in our life. Oscar says all the time, if you have the feeling, you'll know it. You'll know it if it's right or wrong. I know I've sensed that all the time. And then the woman with the issue of blood, she was just like Rosalie. She knew if she could touch it, just touch it, she would be healed. There wasn't any hope in it. Her faith was totally in, if I can reach out and touch the Lord, I'm good. I'm healed. And yet, in retrospect, you have the disciples in the boat when the storm comes up, and they had been with him for years. And where were they when the storm came up? They were scared to death. We have no hope. Where was all the faith they had in him, where they saw all the miracles he had done, and now I'm in a situation that's not very good, and he's sitting right here, and I'm in trouble, and he's not doing anything for me. Think about that. When the greatest help that you could possibly have in your life or in your heart is sitting right there, and all you got to do is ask him, and you're going, oh, help me. What am I going to do? Help me, help me, help me. You're lost. You've lost everything that you thought. Everything that you thought you were was gone. At least that's the way I look at it. Everything that they thought they learned was gone at that moment because they had so much fear. And yet they had the power to take that away within feet of them. I carry this little thing around here. It was given to me by my wife about 5 years ago. I wear this every day. It's an arrow. It's not a cross, it's an arrow. And I put that around my neck, and I wear that every day. And that's a reminder to me to keep walking in my faith and to keep walking forward and not looking back. And believe me, if I don't have that on, I can feel it. And that's my goal, to keep moving forward in the Lord, to keep practicing on my faith, to keep walking in faith, to keep trusting God and everything that's going on around me and in my life, in my family's life. I've got some people in my family that are in trouble, and we've asked prayer for them in this church many, many times. And the only one who's going to be able to do that is Jesus Christ. I can do all the other normal things that parents do. I can throw money at it. I can go and drag them here and help them out. I can, you know, do everything, all those things. But none of it is going to get them where they need to be except faith in Jesus Christ. You know, I can hope for a lot of things. Hope's easy. But trust is really hard. And that's what I need in my life. And that's what I want to work on every day. And sometimes I don't get it done. Sometimes I do. Most times I do. But I thank the Lord every day for what I have in my life and what I can do, what he wants me to do. I want to be ready for his will to be done in my life. I want him to guide me, have the Holy Spirit guide me every day in my life. And I want the freedom to know that if he asks me to do something, I have the courage to stand up and do it. and that's a big thing. Do you have the courage to do it if you feel it? And that's why I said to Oscar last week, I said, Oscar, I got to talk. Okay, I'm getting down to the end here. You know, we all have a measure of faith. It's our responsibility, no one else's, to help that to grow. And like I said, we do that with prayer and meditation, being in the Word of God, worshiping God in our congregation, worshiping God in our alone time with Him, giving Him thanks for all the praise and glory He deserves for the things He's done in our lives. You know, as Oscar, as you say all the time, if you feel the Lord has told you to do something, do it. You know, don't hesitate. You know, hesitation can get you in trouble. I did that the other day, though. It saved me. I was at a traffic light. Well, I was coming out of my subdivision, and I was just ready to go, and some guy came over the hill, man, went flying by me. But, you know, look. Look. You know, you don't know who you're going to run into, and you don't know how God's going to use you in your faith. You don't know how He's going to strengthen you or give you the wherewithal of what to do or what to say or how to handle a situation. But all you have to do is trust that He will. And that's how you strengthen your faith. If you trust Him in everything in your life, that strengthens your faith and makes it grow. And pretty soon, that little tiny seed is not a little tiny seed. So I'm going to end with this. Jesus never fails. If you keep trusting Him in your life, you have faith that He's got you in the right place at the right time and doing the right thing in His will and do what He asks you to do. And you have faith that it's all going to turn out for your best, as Jeremiah 29:11 says. I have plans for you, not to harm you, but a future for your own good. He's got you. I loved what Rich used to say all the time. He's got you right here. He's got you right here. And if He's got you there, no one can pull you away. The only person that can pull you out of that situation, if you're in the hands of the Lord, is you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Quit hoping and believe. Instead, believe. And you'll find out that the things that we look at and are happening in our lives are going to change. Your life is going to change. You're going to have a little more, less stress, as we say, in the world today. I know Joey just said it before, the big layoff at P&G. There's a lot of people that are going, oh, boy. They need the Lord. They don't need the job. They can get a job. But you know, faith is, I don't need any proof. I don't have to see it. I have to feel it. And if I'm feeling it, I'm in the best place I can be. It's when I don't feel it, and I let myself go the other way, is when I'm not very good. So practice your faith this week. Trust in the Lord. It's okay to hope. But we know who the real hope is, and let him have it. Trust that he's going to do what's right and wrong, right in everyone's life, in our family. I know he's touching Courtney. I know he's touched everyone in this room in some way or some in ways that we've never even thought about. Things in our lives that we've gone through where the Lord has touched us. And we knew that God might be there, but we really weren't sure that God was in it. He's in it. And he's got you right where you need to be. So I pray that each and every person in this room today continues to grow their faith and to share it where it needs to be shared, and to just continue to walk in the Lord and in his will. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength to trust in you and the wisdom to trust in you every day, and to give you all things in my life, turn them over to you. Lord, thank you for the faith that I've learned over my years to just cherish more than ever, anything I have. And Father, I just want to give you all the praise and glory for what you're going to do in each of our lives here today. Amen. Have fun. It's a good day.